Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're continuing on with the halachas of Hatzmana. We did start getting close to the topic of crockpots last night, but what we're going to do is take a step back before we get to the crockpots and discuss Sifim Hei and Vav in Siman Reish and Zayin, which are basic, straightforward halachos. It's actually a big machlokas Rishonim, but the halacha is clear. In Pina Hatashel B'Shabbos B'Kederesh and Espashel B'Lekdera Acheres, Mutter Lahatmino B'Dover Shein Mosif Hevel. The halacha is that the only time there's an Isser of Hatmana is a pot which has been cooked inside. And there the pot has the ability to retain the heat. However, if you empty the pot, so then in such a case, impina atashel b'shas mikderish and espashel ba l'kder acheres, if you empty it out, so then mutter l'atmina b'davar she'en mosif hevel. So then in such a case, if you've emptied it from the pot that it cooked in and put it into another pot, so then in such a case, hatmana is going to be mutter. What's the svara? The svara is as follows. Hatmana is only asur in a kli rishon shenispashlo bo, only in the first kli that you cooked it in. However, the moment in which it's in another kli, so then in such a case the temperature is going down, so then we're not afraid that you're going to come to cook it. The whole prohibition of insulating it with the davar shein mosif hevel is in a case of where you're going to come to cook in that pot. But over here, we're not concerned that that's going to happen. That is Sif Hei. Similarly, the Mefarshim point out that Sif Hei is based on the Shitas HaRambam, and Sif Vav is a similar theme within the Shitas HaRambam. Mutter lahatmin b'shabes davar tzonin b'davar she'en mosif hevel k'dei shelo yitstanin b'yosa o k'dei shetafik tzinasa. If you're not doing Hatmana to add heat, then it's going to be mutter. And according to the Rambam, the halacha is that as long as you're doing the hatmana to keep something cold, or your intention is not to make it hot, but just that should you lose its chill, for example, if you would take a bottle that's frozen, and you put it in blankets because you want it to melt faster, so then in such a case, that would be mutter. That would be mutter. Leaving aside, well, maybe melting is a little bit of a shaila, because melting is a question of the moment. But let's say it's cold, as a chill. Let's say it's not ice. So it's cold, so then in such a case, for it to lose its chill, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Aval b'davra mosif hevel, afila hatmin soningon, afila b'od yom, nami yasa. But something that's mosif hevel, even to insulate it when it's entirely cold, in such a case, that is going to be asur. Okay, so what did we learn tonight? What was the theme that we learned tonight? That the isur of hatmana is only when you're adding heat, when you're removing the cold in sif vav, or the pot itself is already going down, so then in such a case, there is no isur hatmana. What's the svara? The svara is that the isur hatmana is only when you're pushing it in a direction for it to be hotter, then we're afraid that you're going to come to heat it up. Now, both the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein discuss this sugya in regards to a thermos. Let's say a person puts cold water inside a thermos. So then in such an instance, if the person is putting in the cold water into the thermos, his intention is not to make it hotter, so then in such a case, it'll be permissible, because the isser is only if you want to make it hotter. For that, on that front, even if you have something that's hot, so in such a case, if you're putting it inside, not because you want to make it hotter, but simply to maintain its heat, so here, l'chura, it's going to be a problem, because if it's a hot water, and you want it to become and you want it to stay hot, so then in such a case, it should be an issue. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating suggestion of why it's mutter. Rav Moshe says that at the end of the day, the act of hatmana is only when you close the top. So you have a thermos, and the thermos is a davar sheni mosif hevel. You put hot water in it on Shabbos. So then, in such a case, when you close the top of the bottle, so when you're closing it, you're protecting it from spilling. Remember, we learned last night that the halacha is that those things that you do hatmana for to protect the food, that doesn't qualify as hatmana. So therefore, Moshe says to close it, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Okay, so Mirza Hashem will make it a short night tonight, and Mirza Hashem tomorrow, next week Mirza Hashem, on Sunday, we're going to pick up the halachos of crockpot. We've now gone through all of the basics, and now Bezer Hashem will get to some very, very practical applications.